everyone. Welcome back to another great episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Today we're going to be making a dessert that my family loves. They're called vermicelli bars, and I'm also going to show you both ways that we can do it. Very simple ingredients, less ingredients, but an amazing dessert. So we're going to get started. What you're going to need is one stick of butter. It doesn't have to be room temperature, but if it is, it's great. I've got one can of 14 ounces can of condensed sweet milk. I have got a third a cup of pistachios crushed, which we're gonna put most of it in there. We're just gonna leave a little bit for garnishing. I have 1 cup of desiccated coconut, which is not sweetened. So make sure you get your coconut. When you get your coconut, don't get the sweetened kind. And I don't like the shredded kind. I like the one that's, you know, the desiccated one. Now this is very important. The next ingredient here is the vermicelli, and I want my camera guy to really get this here. They're like thinner than hairline spaghetti. They're just so thin, and they're very, very crispy, and you should be able to get this either at an Asian store or at an Indian store, or you can also order these online. So we're going to be using 2 packets, which is 7.5 ounces of them. And then I have some more condensed milk that we're going to put in there, about 2 tablespoons extra. And then we have about another 1/2 cup of coconut. And this is going to be used for garnishing. And this is, again, the desiccated, unsweetened one. And then I have a 5x5 pan where we're going to be putting these in and having them set for the bars. So let's get started here. I'm going to go ahead and turn my stove on. And we're going to put our butter in there. And we just want to make sure that your heat is not very high, because you don't want to burn the butter. So you just want to melt it. And while the butter is melting, we're going to go ahead and crush up our vermicelli. So what we're going to do now is we're going to cut our vermicelli big. And I'm going to put it in this big bowl. I just find this easier. If you want to skip this stage and just kind of go ahead and like really, really crush it up, you can do it that way too. So I just find it easier, because then I can really use my hands and make sure that it's all crushed up. And the finer that they're crushed, the easier they're going to be for you to roast in, when we're going to be roasting this in the butter. So I'm just going to get in there, and I'm going to make sure that we're going to crush this up as much as we can. I got for the most part, I got them all. This is going to be the easiest. I know you can skip this part, but like I said, you do it this way, it's going to be so much more easier, because then you don't have to break them while they're in the saucepan. Okay, look at our butter has melted. We're going to go ahead and add our vermicelli in here. Now we're going to roast this until it becomes golden brown, and it's just going to be, you'll be able to smell the scent of it when the vermicelli is roasted. Now you can get 2 kinds of vermicellis. You can get ones that are really light in color and one that's really dark in color. Whatever you get, whatever's on sale, it's fine. The lighter one, you might have to roast a bit more. The darker one is roasted already, so you will have to have, there'll be less time for roasting. So we're just going to continue roasting these. And then once they're roasted, we're going to start putting all our other ingredients in there. So while this is roasting, I'm going to go ahead and my condensed milk ready. Make sure, guys, that you wash your cans before you open them. Go ahead and get that ready. All roasting the vermicelli for close to 5 minutes, and you can tell that it's gotten a lot more golden color, and it smells delish in the kitchen. Just smells amazing in here. So we're done roasting these. Now we're going to mix all the other ingredients in there. This is probably like a 10-minute dessert. That's how fast this cooks. I'm going to add the pistachios in here. Like I said, I'm just going to leave a little bit here for the garnishing. You want to make sure that you're stirring, because once it gets browned, and then it doesn't take very long to burn it. So just make sure you're just stirring it while you're doing the steps of adding all these other ingredients in there. We're going to go ahead and put our coconut in there. Now we're going to go ahead and add our condensed milk in there. We're going to give it a mix, and then we'll see how everything incorporates together, and if we need to add the extra 2 tablespoons of the condensed milk in here. I'm going to lower my heat just a little bit here, because I think I'm going to go ahead and add just a little bit more condensed milk in there, which is about, you know, 2 extra tablespoons in there. I'm just going to eyeball that in there. That's 1. And I always keep some of my condensed milk like this in a squirt bottle too. Just so that if recipes like this I need to add more, then I have it accessible and it's in the fridge. I don't have to open up another can just for that. And believe it or not, folks, we're done. We're done with this dessert. So I'm going to go ahead, shut our heat off. And then for the bars, like I promised you, we're making 2 kinds. I'm going to show you how you can do that. So for our bars, I'm just going to go ahead and add enough mixture to where I know it's going to be enough. We're just going to pat this down just like that. Like so. Make sure it's even, so when you cut them that you have even bars. Alright, we're gonna go ahead and garnish these. We're gonna wait for this mixture to cool. Once this mixture cools, I'm gonna come back and show you how we're gonna serve these up. So for this one, I'm just gonna put my pistachios on it like so. Then I'm going to add a little bit of the coconut on top. So this is my garnished bars. I'm going to go ahead and put this in the refrigerator for 30 minutes. When we come back, I'm going to show you how we're going to cut these and how they're going to look. And then we're going to go ahead and make these into ping pong size balls. So I'll meet you here in another 30 minutes. So I just got this transferred into a bowl. That way it was easier for it to cool down. You don't want it to get very, very cold. It should be lukewarm where you can at least handle it. So now what we're gonna do is we are just gonna take this and just like so. Look at that. We're just gonna have like a ping pong size ball. And then we're gonna dip it into the coconut. And then again, and you might have to wash your hands like after you do 4 or 5 of them, because they kind of get sticky. and then restart again. So I'm going to go ahead and finish these up. When we come back, I'm going to take the bars out of the fridge and we're going to take them out of the container and plate those. So I'm going to go ahead and take our bars out of the fridge. It's been about half an hour. They're nice and cool. And then we're just going to cut them. And if you don't want to do the balls, you can go ahead and have a bigger tray and just make them the whole thing into bars. But I just wanted to show you a different way, both ways that you can have the dessert. And they look so different. Whenever I make these at home, they never last long. So I'm gonna go ahead and get our first piece. Look at how easy the pieces are coming out. It really helps to put it in the fridge. So just to give the the condensed milk time to set. I got them out of the tray, and this is our complete product, and now I get to try it and let you know how it goes. So I can't decide between the two which one I should try, but I think I should try one of both. So let's give it a try. Soft, yet crispy. So crunchy. And with a cup of tea, masala chai, or with a cup of black coffee. I just wish I could share this with you. Seriously, it is so good. You know, both of them are wrapped up differently. So when you bite into it, it's just a different experience when you bite into the ball compared to bite into the bar. But it's so very, very good. So there you guys, there you have it. More recipes to follow. Thank you for watching this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope you can join me here on the next episode with another great recipe. We'll see you then, folks.